Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 14th of May 2024. Essence. Sweet children, become soul conscious. I am a soul, not a body. This is the first lesson. Teach everyone this lesson very well. Question. What is the way to relate this knowledge? Which method should you use to relate this knowledge? Answer. Speak of the things of knowledge with great happiness, not as a compulsion. Sit together and discuss this knowledge amongst yourselves. Churn this knowledge and then relate it to others. If you consider yourself to be a soul and then relate knowledge to souls, those who listen to you will also have happiness. Om Shanti. The Father says, sit here in soul consciousness and have no awareness of your bodies, because it is souls that have good and bad sanskars recorded within them. It is the soul that is affected by everything. It is the soul that is said to be impure. When impure soul is said, it would surely be a living being, and that soul would be with a body. The first thing that is said is, sit here while considering yourselves to be souls. Do not consider yourselves to be bodies. Sit here considering yourselves to be souls. It is this soul that makes these organs function. By repeatedly considering yourselves to be souls, you will remember the Supreme Soul. If you remember your bodies, you will remember the fathers of your bodies. This is why the Father says, become soul conscious. The Father is teaching you. This is the first lesson. You souls are imperishable and your bodies are perishable. When you don't remember the first lesson, I am a soul, you become weak. At this time, the Father is teaching you the lesson, I am a soul and not a body. No one taught you this before. The Father has come to make you soul conscious and to give you this knowledge. The first knowledge he gives is, O souls, you are impure because this is an old world. You children explain to many people at the exhibitions. People ask questions, and therefore, when you have your rest time during the day, you should meet together and ask for the news of who asked what questions and what you explained to them. Then talk to one another and think about how it should be explained. Not everyone's way of explaining is the same. The main thing is, do they consider themselves to be souls or bodies? Everyone definitely has two fathers. All of those bodily beings have physical fathers and also the Parlokic father. A limited father is common. Here you have found the unlimited father. He is sitting here and teaching us souls. He alone is the father, teacher, and also the guru. You should make this firm. You should sit with those who explain to others and discuss amongst yourselves the questions that people ask you. Those who are clever should also sit in this group. You do have time during the day. It shouldn't be that because you have just eaten, you feel sleepy. Those who eat a lot of food feel sleepy and lazy. During the day you should have a class. So-and-so asked these questions, and these were the responses I gave. They ask various questions. They want real answers. You should check whether you attracted them and satisfied them. Otherwise, you should make corrections. Those who are clever should also sit. It isn't that because you have just had lunch, you quickly fall asleep. Deities eat very little food because they have happiness. This is why it is said, there is no nourishment like happiness. You children should have a lot of happiness. There is a lot of happiness in becoming Brahmins. When you become Brahmins, you receive happiness. Deities have happiness because they have wealth and palaces, etc. They have everything. So, for them, happiness is enough. In happiness, they eat very little, subtle food. This is also a law. Those who eat a lot feel very sleepy. Those who have the intoxication of sleep are not able to explain to others. It would be as though they are being compelled to do that. You should listen to and speak about the things of this knowledge in great happiness. It will also be easy to explain. The main thing is to give the Father's introduction. No one knows Brahma. There is Prajapita Brahma and very many people. What would Prajapita Brahma be like? You have to explain this very well. The Father has explained, I enter him at the end of the last of his many births, in his stage of retirement. Where else would I find a chariot? This chariot has been remembered for Shiv Baba. People become confused about how he enters a chariot. A chariot is definitely needed. It cannot be the chariot of Sri Krishna, and so he would surely explain through Brahma. He would not speak from up above. Where did Brahma come from? The Father has told you that he enters the one who has taken the full 84 births. This one doesn't know this himself, but I tell him. Sri Krishna doesn't need a chariot. When you speak of Sri Krishna, the aspect of the lucky chariot, Bhagirath, disappears. Sri Krishna is not called Bhagirath. His first birth is that of a prince. Therefore, you children should churn the ocean of knowledge internally. You children know that these things are not the same as those written in the scriptures. However, it is right that the urn containing the nectar of knowledge that was churned was given to Lakshmi. She gave the nectar to others to drink, and that was when the gates of heaven opened. However, there is no need for the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, to churn the ocean of knowledge. He is the seed. He has this knowledge in him. He alone knows. You too knew it. You now definitely have to explain this very clearly. How will you claim a deity status unless you understand these things? The Father explains to you souls in order to refresh you. All the rest don't know anything at all. The Father comes and explains. Your anchor has now been raised from the path of devotion. you are now going on to the path of knowledge. The Father says, this knowledge that I give you then disappears. That one is incorporeal and the other is a physical father. This is explained to you very well, but Maya is such that she attracts you and takes you into the dirt and you become impure. The Father says, children, by sitting on the pyre of lust, you have gone completely into the graveyard. Later, there will definitely be a land of angels here. There is a land of angels for half a cycle, and then there is a graveyard for half a cycle. Now everyone is to be buried in this graveyard. You can also explain the picture of the ladder very well. This is the impure kingdom, and it is definitely going to be destroyed. It is now a graveyard on this land. This land will then change, that is, the Iron Aged world will become Golden Aged. Then it will decrease by 2 degrees. The degrees of the elements also continue to decrease, and they then cause upheaval. You can explain to everyone very well. If they don't understand, they are like shells. They have no value. The Father sits here and tells you the value. A diamond-like birth is remembered. Previously, you didn't know the Father either. You were like shells. The Father has now come and is making you become like diamonds. It is from the Father that you receive a birth like a diamond. So then, why do you become like shells? You are God's children. It is remembered that souls remained separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. When you are in the land of peace, there is no benefit in that meeting. That is just a place of purity and peace. Here you are souls in bodies, and the Father, the Supreme Soul, who doesn't have a body of his own, adopts a body and teaches you children. You know the Father and you say, Baba. The Father says, O child. Even when a physical father says, children, come and I will give you Toli, everyone would quickly run to him. This father also says, children, come and I will make you into the masters of paradise, and everyone definitely comes running. People call out, come and make us impure ones pure, and make us into the masters of a pure world, the masters of the world. You have this faith, and so you should listen to what he says. It is you children who have called out to him. I come here for you children. He says to you children, you called out to me and I have now come. It is the Father who is called the purifier. You cannot become pure with the water of the Ganges. You have been continuing to move along under a misunderstanding for half a cycle. You were searching for God, but none of you understood anything. The Father says, O children. So you children should also say with that enthusiasm, O Baba. However, it doesn't emerge with that enthusiasm. This is called body consciousness, not soul consciousness. You are now sitting personally in front of the Father. By remembering the unlimited Father, you would definitely remember the unlimited sovereignty. You should respond to such a father with so much love. The father has come on your invitation. According to the drama, it cannot be earlier or later by even a minute. Everyone says, O Father, have mercy, liberate us. We are all bound by the chains of Ravan. Now become our guide. So the Father also becomes the guide. Everyone calls out to him, O Liberator, O Guide, come and become our guide. Take us back with you. You are now at the confluence age. The Father is establishing the Golden Age. It is now the Iron Age, and there are millions of human beings. In the Golden Age, there were just a few deities, and so destruction must surely have taken place before then. That is also just ahead of you. It is remembered of that time, those with the arrogance of science. They continue to invent so many inventions with their intellects. That is the Yadav community. History must then repeat. Now the history of the Golden Age will repeat. You understand that you are making effort to claim a high status in the new world. You definitely do have to become pure. You explain that this impure world is definitely going to be destroyed. You children, etc., will not remain alive. None of them will become your heirs or get married. A lot of time has gone by, and only a short time remains. There is very little time, and there is an account of that. Previously, you didn't say this. There is now little time left. Those who were here in the beginning and have shed their bodies have taken other births number-wise, according to the efforts they made. Some would have come here too. It would be seen that those souls would have departed from here. They would not enjoy anything except this knowledge. They would even tell their parents that they will go there to a center. These matters can easily be understood. Destruction definitely has to take place. You can also see the preparations for war. Half their income is used up in armaments for war. Just look what type of aeroplanes, etc. they build. They say, everything will be destroyed while we sit at home. They continue to make such things. None of the hospitals, etc., will remain either. It is as though they receive these signals from the Father in the drama. This too is fixed in the drama. They feel that it shouldn't be such that people fall ill. Everyone definitely has to die. Ram went and Ravan went. Those who stay in yoga and increase their lifespans would definitely have longer lifespans. They will shed their bodies happily of their own accord, just like the example of the Brahm Gyanis who happily shed their bodies to go to the Brahm element. However, none of them go to the Brahm element, nor are their sins cut away. They still take rebirth here. The Father shows you the way to cut away your sins. Constantly remember me alone. Do not remember anyone else. You mustn't even remember Lakshmi or Narayan. You know that you are claiming that status by making this effort. Heaven is being established. We are studying in order to claim that status number-wise according to our efforts. Their dynasty that continues is established by the Father at this time, at the confluence age. You should give talks in such a way that this sits in people's intellects accurately. At this time, we are the godly community and the mouth-born creation of Prajapita Brahma, brothers and sisters. All of us souls are brothers. Brahma Kumars and Kumaris do not get married. The father explains how some fall. The fire of lust burns them. However, there is the fear that once you fall, all the income you had earned would be lost. If you are defeated by lust, your status will be destroyed. The income is so great. People earn multi-millions. They don't know that in a short time, all of it is going to be destroyed. Those who manufacture bombs know that this world is going to be destroyed. They believe that someone is inspiring them, and so they continue to make them. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Grind this knowledge into yourselves, that is, churn the ocean of knowledge. Discuss this knowledge amongst yourselves and then explain to others. Renounce laziness. 2. Become soul conscious and remember the Father with great enthusiasm. Constantly stay in the intoxication that you have come to the Father to become diamonds from shells. You are the children of God. Blessing. May you be a spiritual star of knowledge and make this night into day by becoming a companion of the sun of knowledge and the moon of knowledge. Just as those stars come out at night, in the same way, you spiritual stars of knowledge, you sparkling stars, come out in the night of Brahma. Those stars do not make night into day, but you become companions of the sun of knowledge and the moon of knowledge, and make this night into day. Those are stars of the sky, and you are stars of the earth. That is the authority of matter, and you are godly stars. Just as there are many types of sparkling stars visible in the physical galaxy, in the same way, you are the sparkling spiritual stars in this galaxy of God. Slogan: to have a chance to do service means to fill your apron with blessings. Om Shanti.